Hey, welcome home.
Okay.
Calm down. You don't seem very happy to see me. I'm almost offended.
Are you serious?
You're asking me how I got in here? We both know that the landlord let me right in as soon as I asked him.
All right, I'll leave. Chill out already.
Let me say one thing, and I promise you'll never see me again if that's what you want. Are you willing to hear me out? Okay. Look, I just came by to say I give up. You win. Oh, come on. Don't do that. Don't act like you don't know exactly what I'm talking about. It's no secret what I've been doing to everyone else. You know why they've been walking around in a daze for the past few weeks? Their eyes glazed and their jaws slacked. Why, they've been doing everything I say without question. Most of them were so easy. All I had to do was meet their gaze with my hypnotic eyes, give them a few sweet whispers from my sultry voice, and they were mine. Easy as that. But with you, it was different. You've been on to me for a while. I would try to catch you alone so I could get to you, but you always managed to slip away. You wouldn't look into my eyes, you wouldn't listen to me, and if you messed up and did by accident, you still managed to get away every time. I pulled out all the stops to try and put you under, but nothing I came up with worked. Hell, I even tried that look into the spiral bit at one point, huh? Oh, God. Just thinking about it now is making me cringe. So I've decided it's not worth it. If you're willing to fight me this hard, you must really not want to end up like the rest of them, and I guess I have to respect that. No one's ever managed to resist me the way you have. I've got no choice but to admit I'm beaten. I wanted to be gracious in defeat and congratulate you. And hey, maybe we could still be friends. Thought you'd say something like that. It's a shame, too. I never got to test my hypnotic necklace on you. I doubt it would work anyway. Then again, maybe it's worth a shot. I mean, you've been staring at it this whole time. Oh, come on. Don't look away now. What? Did you think I wouldn't notice? Unless it wasn't my necklace you were staring at. Don't tell me. Were you ogling my chest? Oh my God, your face turned so red. Look, it's okay, honestly. It's my bad anyway. I didn't realize I was wearing this low-cut top. You can look at them if you like. I don't mind. Oh wow, you really enjoy staring at them. I had no idea you were such a boob man. Tell me, do you like staring at my boobs? Does it make you feel good? Does it make your head feel all warm and fuzzy? Maybe it would help if I started swaying them gently back and forth. Hypnotizing you? No, dummy. I already told you I was done trying to hypnotize you. Just relax and keep looking at my boobs. So big, so soft, so bouncy as they sway from side to side in front of you. You can feel it becoming hard to think about anything but my boobs. They look so enticing. You want to bury your face in them, but you're happy just staring at them like this. Back and forth. Back and forth. Your thoughts are fully fogging over. Let yourself surrender to this feeling. Your willpower is crumbling as you become more and more fixated on my boobs. You sink deeper and deeper down for them until finally you drop for me. Holy shit! Did that actually work? I've never hypnotized someone with my boobs before, so I was kind of just ad-libbing, but damn. You're not pretending? After all this time, just like that? My God, dude. You must seriously have a thing for me after all. Or at least for my boobs. Tell me, what is it about me that you find attractive? Is it my perfect, perky boobs that brought you into a trance so easily? Is it my firm, round ass that you can't help staring at every time I turn and walk away? Yeah, I noticed. Is it my full pink lips that look so soft and kissable that you find yourself hanging on every word that comes out of them? Go on. Answer. Say what it is that you like about me. Say it. Everything. Really? You're gonna make me blush here. I can tell that you're trying to resist me. We can't have that now, can't we? Why don't you relax and have a seat right there? Keep staring at my boobs. Here, I'll move nice and close so you can get a better look. Yeah. I can see it in your eyes. Your mind is still fighting desperately to break free, but your body... Well, that tent in your pants says it all. I'm just gonna slip my hand in. There. Now I'm going to stroke you nice and slow like this. I see you're still transfixed on my boobs. Let me cup your chin and tilt your head up. There you go. It took weeks, but I finally got you right where I want you. That's right. You're going to stare into my eyes while I stroke your willpower away. But you don't even mind anymore, do you? It feels too good. You're too blissed out to mind. Say you don't mind. There. Didn't it feel amazing to say that? Doing what I say feels good, right? It feels good to obey. Say it. Good boy. That's what I've been trying to show you all this time, but you've been so damn stubborn about it. Look at everyone else. How content they look walking around in a trance. All their stress lifted. No worries. No anxieties. Their only concern is obeying me and making me happy. other than that, all they feel is a pleasant little buzz in the back of their minds. That sounds nice, doesn't it? Say, yes, mistress. Good boy. I can see that your resistance is finally starting to wash away completely. I'm gonna start building you up to an orgasm now. You'll associate the pleasure that comes from this orgasm with submission to me. You'll be desperate to feel it again. But you'll know the only way to do that is to obey me and submit to my will. You'll fully accept me as your new mistress. You'll worship me. You'll adore me. Your life will revolve around pleasing me. All you'll ever think about is making me happy. Anytime you have a disobedient thought, you'll remember my boobs swaying back and forth in front of your eyes, and you'll instantly drop back into trance, 10 times deeper than before. Are you ready? I'm gonna go a bit faster now. Fuck. I can feel your cock twitching in my hand. Good boy. But don't come until I say, all right? I'm gonna take my hand off for a quick second. I know how to make this even better. If my tits have this effect on you fully clothed, I wonder how you'll react when I do this. Oh my god, you almost can't take it, can you? The sight of your mistress's bare tits is too much stimulation for your poor brain. But you didn't come, did you? You can't come. Not until I say. Good boy. I'm gonna put my hand back on now. That's right, baby. You're going to come very soon for me and seal the deal. After all this time fighting me so hard, you're still gonna be my mindless thrall in the end, just like everyone else. I can tell there's still some part of you that's screaming in protest, but it doesn't matter when my perfect tits are this close to you, when my eyes are this entrancing. My fingers are pumping your thoughts away while my seductive voice plants my suggestions in the deepest recesses of your mind. Are you ready to give in? Are you ready to begin your new life as my devoted slave? To spend the rest of your days worshiping and obeying me? If you are, then come. Come for your mistress. Come for the woman you live to serve. Come for the tits that own you. The tits you obey without question. Come away the last traces of resistance left in that empty head of yours. Come for me. Wow, that was quite the explosion. Guess I got a little carried away there. Come here, buddy. Let me help you clean up. There you go. All better now. Wow, you're still deep in trance, huh? And to think, I was honestly ready to give up when I came over. Tell me, who do you live to obey? Okay, that time I just wanted to hear you say it. Still, it's almost weird seeing you like this. I'm beginning to realize I actually enjoyed our little cat and mouse game these past few weeks. The thought of you being like everyone else is kind of making me sad. There's no helping it now, though. Your mind is probably permanently fucked after a brainwashing session that intense. Oh well. Guess you don't know what you have until it's gone. tell you what. The least I can do is make you my personal servant after all that entertainment you gave me. You'll get to be near me at all times, obeying my commands directly and staring at my boobs all you want. Only teasing. Who am I kidding? You probably will. Would being my personal servant make you happy, my good boy? I can see that it would. I've waited a long time to see that docile, submissive smile come over your face. Now, follow me back to my apartment. I have a few ideas on how to break in my new toy. Good boy. Come on.